Heroin, hooking and happiness, this time on Culture File, but not all at once. Mary Goggin is an Irish-American actor and writer who was using heroin before she was a teenager and whose troubled life really got out of control after that. Via the highs of nights at Studio 54 and the lows of being fired from the notorious Mustang Ranch brothel in the Nevada desert. Somehow, Goggin came out the far side of that, found acting and built herself a life. She tells her story in a one-woman show, Runaway Princess, a hopeful tale of heroin, hooking and happiness, which she's bringing to Galway Fringe Festival later this month. Culturefile talked to Mary Goggin about the three H's, as well as the habit of US directors of casting her as a wealthy New Yorker. This one is not for the faint-hearted or the kids, and certainly not for faint-hearted kids.
I did Broad City. I don't know if you're familiar with
it. Oh, I know Broad City.
I was in season one. The woman on the phone, stolen phone episode. And I love those women. Funny thing is, and you can't see me, but I always get cast as rich, wealthy, old money women. I look like a rich woman. I mean, I do it very well. I play that character very well. Who knows? Maybe it's just, you know, envisioning the future. Who knows? But I play the character very well. My name is Mary Goggin. I am a writer, an actor, and producer. And wait. Can I say one more thing? And wait. And I am badass.
Was there any particular reason why you didn't start writing it before your mother died?
You know what? In a lot of ways, and my relatives say I'm rough on my mother, like a lot of them won't even see it. But in a lot of ways, it's a love letter to my mother. And I needed to resolve it. And it was completely resolved. After she passed, I just knew it was time. I've known for years I had the story in me. It's an amazing story. And I needed to pass it on just for recovery purposes, for other people to hear it, to other people to know that there's hope, that you can go through all this stuff and make it out the other side. But then when my mother passed, I knew that was time. Plus, I got money. I inherited some money from her, and that helped.
A lot of times people, when they talk to somebody who's written a play, they say, oh, well, you know, how much is this based on your real life? And I'm guessing this is based a lot on your real life, but it doesn't seem quite that anybody could survive all of that.
Mm-hmm. It's 100% true. Every bit of it is true. It's Googleable, a lot of the. I've changed some of the names, like the pimp, I changed his name. No, it's 100% my life, and that's nothing. You need to hear the stuff I left out, but we're saving that for the movie, right? But that's what my point about how could someone survive that? I can't even believe that I'm still alive. Like, it shocks me. I believe that the purpose that I am is to pass this on, play it forward. I spent the summers on my Uncle Michael's farm, the farm that my father was born in, Scarth. There were no bathrooms. You went out in the field. You used leaves. I milked the cows. We took it to the creamery. Dunmanis Bay, the lobster pots every morning at 5 a.m. Then we went and brought them back in. Horses, but I love horses. There were no saddles. That was one of the happiest times of my life. I didn't even know it. I was 12, 13, 13 maybe, 14. And it was awesome. It was amazing. It was the most amazing time in my entire life. And I didn't know it till now.
One of the amazing things is that by the time you were in Ireland at the age of 12 or 13, you were already kind of on the streets in New York. You were already kind of out of the control of the adults in your world.
Yes. Yeah. I had already, I already shot heroin, and I was in the village. My name was Princess in the village, and I was a runaway. It was freedom. It was the village in 1965, St. Mark's Place. Everybody was out there. Everybody was doing acid. Everybody was smoking pot. Everyone was having sex, as opposed to being in my house where I couldn't be. I was just full of anxiety all the time because I felt like there was something wrong with who I was, that I was bad, that having sexual urges or having the friends that I wanted if they didn't go to Catholic school, that was a bad thing.
Several times they sent you back to Ireland to, you know, to be in this place that sometimes was idyllic. But when that wasn't working out, there were kind of alternative strategies for getting this child back on the rails.
After a few attempts in Ireland that didn't go so well, and I kept running away, which is the show. They sent me to Cinnanon House in Santa Monica, California. It was all New York junkies. It was this big hotel on Santa Monica Beach with all these huge plate glass windows and this unbelievable lobby. And all there must have been 50 couches with New York junkies vomiting into a garbage can. I know. And that was, and it was a cult. They kept you up 48 hours in these situations. They called a stew and they sat you in a room and everybody told you what an asshole you were. And of course, I knew I was an asshole anyway. Do you know what I mean? How it was not supportive. It was the other way. It was attempting to control through intimidation. Shaving people's heads, putting signs on them, making, you know, just it was about putting somebody down to keep them, whatever, clean. But I did stay there for 5 years. I was there from 16 to 21. And yeah, that's a whole other show. That's a line from the show. That's a whole other show. The Mustang Ranch is a legal brothel in Winnemucca County, Nevada, which is about maybe 50 miles north of Reno. Remote is an understatement. And I could live there, and I could work there, and I didn't really have to function. Everything was taken care of for me. You eat, you live, and that was the big attraction. I was fired and thrown out the front door. And then I had nowhere to go. I guess the word got out. Then there are these other ones. There's the Chicken Ranch. I call them. They didn't want me. I don't know. The word got out. Nobody wanted me. It's just, it was the end. Let's just put it that way. It's a lot to take in, this show. And sometimes if it's an audience that's familiar with recovery, it'll be hilarious because they get it. But for people that are not, it's a lot to take in. And especially my family, I have sisters that don't want to see it. And they were just in Mayo last week, actually, and they told my relatives not to see it.
Mary Goggin there on Runaway Princess, a hopeful tale of heroin hooking and happiness, which runs at Galway Fringe Festival, 23rd to the 28th of July in the Loft.